This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers news, politics, culture, and more for the entire listening area. Michael, how are you on this wet and somewhat cold Friday?
Well, it is wet and cold. I'm doing well, and I apologize to you and your listeners in advance for my voice. It's coming and going this winter.
Well, I'll try to keep you from talking too much. Let's first talk about unemployment numbers that came out this week that showed a dip in unemployment for Fort Smith.
Yes, it's there's a, as always with some of these numbers, there's a good news and bad news component. But for the first time in 55 months, the rate dipped below 7% in the Fort Smith area. So, you know, that's a good sign. Now the issue is, though, that now the Fort Smith area has a long way to go to recover that workforce size and the labor force size of the number of employed that they had 6 and 7 years ago. So, for example, the size of the workforce was a little over 132,000 in November, but it was 140,000 in October 2007. So. And the number of employed in the area is down about 10,000 from its previous level. So, good news again for the Fort Smith metro area is maybe the area has reached bottom, but it's got a long way to go to get back to normal. In Northwest Arkansas, it's a completely different picture. And I know I sound like a broken record, but it's just a great economy there. You've got a decline in the number of unemployed. The number of employed continues to grow, and the labor force there continues to grow as well. So in those three aspects of the labor market numbers, the Northwest Arkansas area is doing very well.
It's a new year, of course, and yesterday afternoon, the City Wire had a report about some new leadership at the world's biggest retailer.
Yes, and probably, well, there are way too many for us to outline here, but I encourage your listeners to go to the CityWire and look at it. But it's no secret, Doug McMillon, Walmart International CEO, is going to replace Mike Duke here February 1st. And, you know, when you have the guy at the top, when that domino falls, a lot of other dominoes fall, and that's what we saw yesterday. They've named a new senior vice president of marketing, for example, for Walmart U.S., a guy named Tony Rogers. And, you know, just all through, for example, and John Welling is going to be the new senior vice president, or will assume the role of senior vice president of operations for Walmart Canada. He was overseeing some operations in Japan. So I would hate to be the HR person at Walmart because, I mean, it is it's going to keep that person or persons busy for the next few months.
Yeah, I was going to say, I imagine there's more than one person in that department.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, maybe. Probably at least three.
Yes,
don't you think?
Yes. A story that we talked about in 2012 and 2013. Now we're going to talk about it in 2014. I'm sure there will be some conversation in 2015. The water park. The conversation between Sebastian County and the city of Fort Smith. There did seem to be kind of the removal of a logjam this week.
Yeah, a log jam, and maybe that's why we named the water park, the log jam. You know, it's amazing, Kyle, the city of Clarksville and the city of Rogers were able to pass a vote, get voter approval, and build their facility in a relatively short order. Here we are several years later, and not only are we just now agreeing on what the water park's going to look like after it was promised as one thing to voters, but it's not, you know, it's not almost $3 million more in cost, and we're still changing features out at the last minute. So we'll see if they get this thing built. This has been like watching the Keystone Cops interact with the Three Stooges in a Charlie Chaplin scene. I mean, it's just about the time you think that it can't get any more silly or convoluted, it'll take that turn for you.
We are getting all the younger demographics here with references to Broken Record and Keystone Cops. I'll tell you that right now. Finally, as you and I talk, Arkansas still has a lieutenant governor, Mark Darr. This is you know, the conversations going back and forth. We've heard from Bruce Westerman that he thinks that an impeachment process is inevitable. I guess one of the questions you have seen some people ask, why does the state even need this office? Any thoughts about, you know, the developments in the lieutenant governor and Mark Dar over the past few days?
Well, that's a question that I've been asking for a long time, not only just with the lieutenant governor's office, but, you know, why do we need a commissioner of state lands? You know, really? Why can't those be some executive branch functions? But this Lieutenant Dar thing is amazing. You know, he was hit with an $11,000 fine. He's been, his actions have been sanctioned, you know, pretty heavily by two different groups, Legislative Audit and the Ethics Commission. I don't think it's any, there's no argument that he committed some really stupid things with numbers and with taxpayer funds. But why he's not leaving, you know, I think the closest we can get to subjection or to that answer is that he just needs the money. He's that broke, which is sad. But I think he's going to step down. I can't imagine he'll want to be the only elected official in Arkansas who faced impeachment. I think when push comes to shove, he'll step down. But this has sure been a this is a gift that keeps on giving for the Arkansas Democratic Party. They have to love this.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire and will be resting his voice, I hope, over the next several days. Michael, get better, and we'll talk to you next week or the week after, depending on that voice, okay?
All right. Thanks, Kyle.